From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the Trump travel ban imposed last week. Mr. Trump ordered bans on visa holders from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The president says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of American people from terrorists. Just after the court ruling in Seattle, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson spoke with reporters.
For a nation of laws, folks may not everybody may like this decision. I'm certain the president will not like this decision. But it is his job, it is his responsibility, it is his obligation as our president to honor it. And I'll make sure he does.
So far, there has been no comment from President Trump. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program, as well as its proxies across the Middle East. Earlier in the week, Iran tested a ballistic missile. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. is not immediately considering increasing troops in the Middle East in response to what he called Iran's behavior, but warned that Washington and the world cannot ignore Iran's actions. New sanctions follow a presidential campaign in which candidate Trump promised that he would do away with the nuclear deal former President Obama and world leaders negotiated with Iran. This is VOA News. A U.S.